Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting third. The center fielder, Johnny Lewis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Gary Kolb. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Stevenson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tug McGraw. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tug McGraw. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jimmy Stewart. Batting second. The left fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The catcher, Chris Krug. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Jackson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Larry Jackson. And now, play ball. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. McMillan hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. There goes Lewis. The throw from Krug and he is out, Kessinger applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stewart. The throw from Stevenson and he is safe. Stewart steals second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Santo strikes out. Two outs. Chris Krug is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Krug hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Banks moves to second. Glenn Beckert batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Beckert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Banks scores. Krug moves to third. It's 3-0, Cubs. Jack Fisher now pitching. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a fly ball into left field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Kolb is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kolb hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crane Poole scoops it up and throws to first, with Fisher covering, for the out. One out. Jimmy Stewart batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Stewart is one for one in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Keene moves to third. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Banks is one for one in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards second. Beckert scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Jackson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lewis. Santo reaches second base with a double. Chris Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Krug hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Santo moves to third. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Beckert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller fields it and throws to home to get Santo. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a pop-up beyond second. Hiller can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Beckert moves to third. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Stevenson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 1 in the game. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McMillan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santos settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Lewis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crane Poole scoops it up and throws to first, with Fisher covering, for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Keene is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keene is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Smith batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Kolb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kolb is 0 for 1 in the game. Kolb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Santo hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Krug is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Krug is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Krug hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Beckert hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hickman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Stevenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Billy Cowan pinch hits for Jack Fisher. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cowan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gary Kroll now pitching. Don Kessinger batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kessinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Kroll. Kessinger moves to second. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Kessinger moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stewart is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Jackson moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Keene is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Keene takes first base on ball 4. Kessinger scores. Jackson moves to third. Stewart moves to second. It's 4-0, Cubs. Larry Miller now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jackson tags and scores. One out. It's 5-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Stewart scores. Keene moves to second. It's 6-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Keene moves to third. Banks moves to second. Chris Krug is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Krug is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Krug hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Keene tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 7-0, Cubs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Beckert hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hiller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hiller hits a fly ball into center field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McMillan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lewis is 0 for 2 in the game. Lewis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Klaus now playing shortstop. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jackson for the out. 2 outs. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stewart is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stewart hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Kolb, who is chasing the ball. Stewart reaches third base with a triple. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith strikes out. Gary Kolb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kolb is 0 for 2 in the game. Kolb hits a line drive beyond second. Beckert can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Smith moves to second. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hickman is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Hickman is called out on strikes. 2 outs. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Williams is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Miller covering, for the out. 1 out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Banks moves to second. Chris Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Banks moves to third. Santo moves to second. Chris Krug is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Krug is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Krug strikes out. 2 outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Beckert is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Beckert hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Banks scores. Santo scores. It's 9-0, Cubs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Beckert moves to second. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Klaus fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher pinch hits for Larry Miller. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Christopher for the out. 1 out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 9, and New York Mets, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.